neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
By oil. How do you say oil in Hebrew? Shemen. Very nice. And how do you write shemen? Shin mem nun. So now shin mem nun has a insight. There's a powerful message, and that is Shin stands for Shomer, Mem Mitzarat, and then Nun Nafsho. Shomer Mitzarat Nafsho. Shomer means to guard. Sara means affliction. Nafsho means his soul. So the reason that we're celebrating this hag by oil, that we have to very, very much aware and alert that God forbid we would not cause for ourselves stress and sadness. So that's what the shaman is all about. The other name of this special hag is, what's the other name? No, the other name that we use. No, what's the other name is? No. The other name of this hag is Semej. Semej means stubborn. Yeah, because the oil has the attitude, no matter what, he would not permit that one overcomes him. So the reason that we have all this oily food, such as pirashki, sufganiyot, donuts, and all of that, is not that you enjoy this delicious oily food, but the message here is you have to make yourself oily. Like that means your nickname, like let's say if you know somebody, David, is David oily. Reuven, oily. Shimon, oily. Chaim, very oily. Why? Because the interesting thing here is that even though that it seems like let's say you stir the water with the oil, what happens?
Separates.
No. Yeah, it momentarily gets mixed, and then right away he pushes himself out. There's a patent, it's called shifting. Like let's say when you make a call, then you can connect somebody else with the present call. What do? You shift, that's what it's called?
Joined.
You go the other side. So here, the task here is many times that as a human being, and sometimes people get emotional, they feel it's too much for them, that's understandable. But the point of matter here is that you have to create an inner strength that pull yourself immediately up. And not only that, the beautiful part about it here is that, like, let's say you have a half a glass of water, and then you pour some oil over it. What happens?
Under the water.
What happens?
Under the water.
One more time. And you can experiment it tonight after lighting the menorah. You get a half a glass of water, and then you put some oil over it. What happens?
The oil goes in, and then comes
down. Very nice. Momentarily, oil goes down, and then pulls himself up. So now, the important experiment here is, at the present moment, if you add more water, what happens?
Never mind.
The water goes in,
it comes out faster.
Pushes the oil up.
So now here, the message is very beautiful, and that is, maybe many times people already have a skill for the present matters that they're involved with. And that is the half a glass of water that the oil is floating over. But when they're confronted with the new problems, when the water pours over, then you say, I don't know what to do. It's too much for me. What am I going to do now? But here we see the oil is very cement. It's very stubborn. He said, there's no such a thing. If there's a newcomer problem, you still have to go down. There's no such a thing. You cannot rule over me. And that's why the Shemen is Shomer Misarat Nafsho. That's what the Shemen is all about. That means the Oy is very, very tough.
Same letters as Shomer.
Exactly. So that means you have to be, as far as the strength, very Shamen, like a Shemen. Very strong, very positive. And God forbid, you should never feel that you don't have the strength to be able to push away the problems. And that's what exactly means. The shaman is always up. Why? It's very interesting. You put a fitilet, a wick, over the shaman, and you have water, right? So then it burns, it gives you a beautiful
light,
beautiful flame. And then you see the oil burns and burns and burns, all of a sudden reaches the water. What happens?
Finishing the oil, water will be.
Then you hear a sound that is called Jez Vevelez. And that's the whole point here. When you run out of oil, what happens?
Jez
Vevelez. And you don't want this to happen. That means you have to constantly recharge and put more oil. And it's a constant thing. Again, that you should not feel, I'm aware. It's not such a thing. That means you constantly, on a daily basis, you have to make yourself shaman. That means you run out of oil. You run out of oil. And you need to work on your emunah, your faith, and recharge yourself. And Hashem is like, to be fully oily with emunah, Bezal Hashem. It's going to be a short, but so look.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.